ACI Jet would take a five-year term with no development, or they would take a 40-year term right off the bat and start the development immediately.
Gotcha, but it would have to be the longer term.
Correct.
If it's the five-year for both of them we're talking about.
Yeah, ultimately subject to negotiation.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark. So this time we'll open us to the general public for discussion, and then if you could please state your name and keep your comments to 3 minutes. Thank you.
Good evening again, Dale Augustin. My history at the airport goes back to when we had a scheduled airline at the airport, Golden Carriage Air. And there wasn't much else at the airport at that time. No restaurant and limited facilities. An FBO, though, William T. Brooks operated it. And but he was flying empty airplanes, and he had to give it up because you can't make it flying empty airplanes. That was before deregulation. So then Mr. Moore came in, and he successfully operated the FBO, but he wanted to retire. And the city, at that point, made a big mistake and turned it over to Dave Weirich. And I know you regret doing that. But at that time, actually, the airport commission and the airport manager recommended against Mr. Weirich, and the city officials overruled that. Now, you've got a recommendation, but also you've got a lot of questions about a five-year period, and they're not going to put the kind of investment you really want. I think you go back and look at that term of only 5 years. I mean, you found out you couldn't float a bond on getting the extension on the sales tax. I think there should be something in the proposals that gives them some time, but it requires immediate construction. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Dale. Welcome.
Thank you very much. My name is Klasha Naren Weingarten. I'm the former manager at the San Luis Obispo County Airports. That includes SBP as well as Oceano. And I'm the past president of the Southwest chapter of AAAE, who you used in part of your presentation tonight. I'm here to strongly, and I can't say that strong enough, strongly urge you to go to ACI Jet. I have worked with Bill Borgsmiller and ACI Jet for a long period of time, 20 to 25 years. I also remember that when the fuel vendor at Paso Robles went belly up and they couldn't provide fuel for general aviation aircraft or any aircraft for that matter, Bill Borgsmiller stood up and he took care of it, and he became the fuel vendor, and still is doing that, and he's provided aircraft maintenance, and it's just an incredible company to do business with. They have a facility now in San Luis Obispo that is incredible. Now, do you need that here? No, you don't. But you do need something better than what you've got. And it is going to take commitment, capital investment, and over the long term, obviously, not 5 years, but a long-term agreement. And I think that's notable that they do that. I mean, 5 years is nothing. You can't even get a house loan or a cottage loan, let me put it that way, for 5 years. So, but in the first 5 years, they can do interim improvements, and then negotiate for a longer term. I know for a fact that the FAA likes long-term agreements if they serve to the betterment of the airport, and that they get revenue thereby. So I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, that The airport is an enterprise fund, and it makes money, correct? Well, keep on making the money, guys, because ACI can do it. So that's my position, and I strongly, strongly urge you to go that direction.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave.
Take your time. Take your time. Linda George won't mind waiting.
3126, Linda George, thank you. I forgot my name. 3126 Spring Street. So, like I said, I really didn't want to get involved with this, but because of my analyst mind, but I want to start out with a story. My father moved from this area to San Jose. He became a roofer. He's a shingle roofer, and he was dubbed the fastest roofer in San Jose. Well, all of a sudden, he wasn't working anymore. And I asked him, Dad, what's going on? He says, well, you know your brother's a roofer now, right? And I said, yeah. I said, well, he done bid the same job, and he got it. He called him Cutthroat Martinez to this day. When I looked at the contracts between the two, it was cursory, of course, but it had that same spirit. You guys have heard me dish Bakersfield before. No offense to the people who are from Bakersfield, but I think Bakersfield is completely different from the Central Coast. We have different needs, and we have different ideologies and whatnot here in this area. I stopped reading Lloyd's proposal when I saw that their salaries were still redacted. So my question is, why were their salaries redacted? Because then the public would want to see and be able to, for public consumption, to compare what the salaries of ACI Jet compared to the salaries that Lloyd's had proposed. So then I stopped reading, because now I'm concerned what actually is going to happen at this point. I really believe that when I did procurement for the state proposals and bids, we were always forced to pick the local, the small business, and female women-run businesses if we could. My concern is, when I read Lloyd's proposal, they said they were going to hire local staff, but the very next statement, it says, we're going to fill those positions ourselves. So that is an expansion in my mind. That's not a new contract. So my other concern is, even though Mayor Hammond has recused himself, the history since Ms. Roden has taken that seat is to consistently vote with Mayor Hammond. So my concern about whether or not the conflict of interest is going to be addressed or not, I think the vote is a by proxy. And I really hope, especially since she's shown such an affection for the airport recently. So I think it's imperative in a certain time, with the state budget being at the significant deficit, as well as the county budget not doing well, that we keep the county's economy here. We need the county's economy, because one day we're going to have to live upon our own means, what we were talking about earlier with the budget. So I hope that you guys stick with what's not broken. This is, once again, the next shiny project in my mind. Don't fix what's not broken. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Rivera, I want to just thank Mayor Hammond for stepping down. I think it's about time that he not be participating in things related to the airport. There's too many conflicts he has. So I want to give him a kudos for stepping down. It may not be illegal, but it's certainly potentially unethical. So thank him for that. I'm agnostic on this. And let me say why I'm agnostic. Because we have a known commodity, ACI Jets, great organization, great job they've been doing at the airport for many years. And then we have a great company from Bakersfield, Lloyd's, who apparently, from everything I can tell, has been doing a great job there. However, there's a bigger picture here, and I think the public needs to be brought into this, because this is a big deal. This is potentially a 40-year contract. And as we grow, because we're going to grow, but I think Roblands need to be more involved in that growth and what happens. I don't think Roblands really understand the significance and the detail of what this body is about to make a decision on. That is a tremendous asset out there at the airport. It needs to be maximized to its best degree. On the other hand, I don't want to become San Jose. I like where I live. I want to preserve and conserve what we have here. Now, on one hand, I see ACI as being an organization that understands that. They understand the fact that we are a very special place. And I don't know what Lloyd's future plans or culture is. I do think that based on what I've heard, and I don't think we have enough information here. I think Councilmember Bausch brings up some good points. I've told you guys this before. I think we need to tap the brakes here a little bit, slow this thing down. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions. Pedal to the metal, going like crazy. There are too many unknowns as far as the public goes as it relates to this. So I think that there needs to be a time to take a breath, think about where we're going, think about where we want to end up, and understand that this asset out here is significant, and we don't want to make hasty decisions. We want to make sure that the public understands precisely what is happening here, because we have a lot of smart people in the public, a lot of Roblins, smart people. They need to be educated a little bit more on this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Morning. Mark McConnell, 17th Street, Paso Robles. I want to thank you all for coming to just hear what I had to say. I have been involved in the public government interface a little bit. I was on the short-term rental debacle, version 1 and 1.2 and 2.3. And so I'm familiar that it's important that the process appear to be transparent. In fact, I think it's more important that it appears transparent that maybe than it is transparent. This is just my opinion. So I honestly think that you guys are getting it right most of the time. On parking, this is not about parking, okay? But I personally believe paid parking was the right thing. But the public disagreed so vehemently and so repeatedly, you had to finally listen to them. So you understand where I'm going? I think you were right. The public thought otherwise. Listen up. This issue, if you compare it to the issue of parking, what we're talking about tonight, is bigger by a factor of about 1,000. So when I was a kid, when I would see something happen, I was mesmerized more than half the time. So I was like, that doesn't make sense. That answer doesn't make sense. As I got older, I realized the answer always makes sense. What I didn't understand was, what is the question? Okay, so if the question is, which FBO would be better for people that fly beaches and 172s and 182s and every other kind of small plane, I don't know them all. Maybe that's the answer. If the question is, which FBO is best for Paso Robles? If you want to keep Paso Robles like a small town, which is, I love it. I live here on purpose. And I'm not anti-Lloyd. He could walk right up and punch me in the face. I wouldn't know who he is. So this is not anti-Lloyd. This is pro-ACI. I personally know Bill. I trust him. And real quick. So Paso Robles is going to be a spaceport, right? True. So if that's the truth, then I don't think that doesn't fit with the mission statement of Lloyd's, the small FBO operator from the Valley, is going to take us to that place. It reminds me of my last conversation with my bipolar ex-girlfriend. So these numbers If you look at the numbers, that's it. Would anyone like to yield? No, I'm kidding. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Gary Lehrer, musician, citizen advocate, District 1 chair of the Republican Party. And I got to bring out a shout out to Linda Becker. She did a fantastic job. There's no way I can do it anywhere near. She's a perfect example of a dedicated public servant. She worked in the background a lot. She could get along with anybody, even me. So she deserves a lot of credit. And I'm honored to take her place. As far as ACI Jet goes, I've looked at their proposals. With a 40-year lease, they will start immediately. If you look at their proposal on the internet, fbo.aci.jet.com, phase one includes a guaranteed investment of approximately $6 million in the form of a brand new two-story FBO with larger footprint than our competitors. So I think what Sharon Roden said was correct. In the context of her remarks, but I think in fairness to ACI Jet, if they do get this commitment, I mean, they're ready to go. So that's one thing that struck me. But as I noticed the social media comments, people who were speaking up on behalf of ACI Jet were people I knew personally, had personal contact with. I could vouch for their character, for their experience, and for their wisdom and knowledge. And when I saw that, I was very impressed, because these are people I can evaluate whether they can make a fair judgment. I talked to Supervisor Debbie Arnold, whom I've had the privilege of working with over the last 2 years, and she was very positive, and I was hoping that she would be here tonight to speak on behalf of ACI Jet. I don't travel that much. Most of what I know about flying comes from my Cessna on Microsoft Flight Simulator, and a little guy comes out in a cartoon and fuels my airplane. That's about all I know. So I'm not an expert on this. I don't claim to be an expert, but I see that the people I respect are knowledgeable and have had both. They have nothing negative to say about Lloyd's, but they feel that ACI Jet is just a better fit overall. I have had the pleasure of getting to know John Tucker, who is, I admire his marketing skills. The guy makes me look like a rank beginner when it comes to communications. And I don't doubt his sincerity, and I don't doubt that ACI Jet is here to please the people of Paso Robles. I think both companies have put together what they feel is appropriate at this time. The balance of my friends are in favor of ACI Jet, plus a supervisor who I greatly admire and have worked with over the past 2 years. Thank you for the opportunity to address you. I really appreciate it. And I really hope we come to a conclusion as soon as possible so these business people can know how to plan for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening, Liz Lee, 17th Street. I have a question about how the ad hoc committee was formed. Am I allowed to ask that? I know it was comprised, I mean, I don't know what the procedure was, but I'd like to understand how that committee was formed. Because I can't see how that committee that has no public participation as far as a Paso Robles, a citizen, not related to the airport, is not a part of that ad hoc committee. So this recommendation from the ad hoc committee does not, in my opinion, represent all of Paso Robles in our community. And I like what you said, Councilman Bausch and Councilman Strong. We need to understand how the RFP process was done. I don't feel like we have enough information, and I feel like that recommendation is not accurate. If I had my say in who should be the FBO, it definitely would be ACI. Why? Because they have a proven track record. They are committed to our community. Their family, they raise their families here. But why are we entertaining a Bakersfield outfit, right? Like, when we have the best here already? It's gonna take them 5 years to even understand our culture. And like what Linda George said, I agree. Nothing against Bakersfield, but we're Paso Robles. That's gonna take years for them to understand how we work here and have our vision for the future. I mean, if you see all the supporters of ACI, it's astounding. I mean, the city has a vision for that airport for many different things, including a spaceport, which is in alliance with Cal Poly. Now, who does Cal Poly support? ACI Jets. Why are we going back to Lloyd? It's mind-boggling to me. And I like what you said too, Michael Rivera, where are you? Okay, let's pump the brakes a bit. This is a huge decision. 40 years, this affects not only the people at the airport, but the whole community. And I have been here for a very long time. I have seen the downturn of this city, and that's why I started Heart to Heart Real Estate, to give back to the community, because it was very dark. And I'm not trying to boost my business. I'm just saying that we don't want to go backwards. And I feel that I didn't read every single page of each proposal, but I feel that Lloyd's Aviation is far inferior as far as what they're offering compared to ACI. So let's not fix what's not broken. Let's just keep going with ACI, and they'll take us to the future that is aligned with the city's vision as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one thing. Why would you put T-hangers in the most prime real estate on the entire...
Could you give us your name, please, sir?
Tyler Kirk. It just boggles my mind why you would put T-hangers... I'm sorry, I'm passionate about this. I really want the best for Paso Robles. Why would you put T-hangers in the most prime real estate at Paso Robles Airport?
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, City Council. My name is Allison Borks-Miller. I was born in San Luis Obispo and raised in Paso Robles. I graduated from Paso Robles High School in 1999. Go Bearcats! I care deeply about the future of the Paso Robles Airport. ACI Jet is committed to the community, and its FBO proposal is the clear winner in ensuring safety and financial security for the airport and its residents. I am a shareholder at ACI and currently employed at Bravo Pediatrics as a nurse practitioner providing healthcare to the San Luis Obispo pediatric community. My husband of 18 years, Bill Borks-Miller, CEO and president of ACI Jet, over the last 26 years, ACI has grown from a single person operation to over 350 employees, investing time and money into our local community, which provides educational opportunities at Cuesta through the aviation maintenance program and high quality, well-paying jobs for our community. ACI was sought out 13 years ago by Paso Robles due to the previous FBO provider running out of fuel during a critical fire season. ACI immediately transported fuel safely to the Paso Robles Airport without disrupting fuel services for the air tankers. Providing fuel services to the fire during a fire season is near and dear to my heart because my sister Amy Richard resides in Paso Robles and my brother-in-law and nephew are local firefighters. Hence, having enough fuel at the airport is imperative to keeping residents and firefighters safe, allowing the air tankers to protect our community from wildfires. ACI has cultivated and maintained relationships within the ACI and aviation community, positioning them to meet the current and future needs of the Paso Robles Airport. ACI is committed to the Paso Robles community, as am I, and we are in it for the long haul. We are not being in the process of being sold, which is unknown to the out-of-towner competing FBO. If ACI's proposal is selective, it will fulfill a $17 million proposed investment to the Paso Robles Airport compared to the competing proposal of $9 million, which would help the process of Paso Robles and budget bring a large investment to our community. Numerous other airports have approached ACI to expand into their community because of their ability to work with selected officials by providing FBO services to both the general and corporate aviation clients. ACI has been transparent in the community by publishing the proposal in the media, ensuring every resident is informed. The competing FBO has withheld information from the community by not releasing their proposal and to catering to individuals and self-interest. The future of the Paso Robles Airport and ACI values align with the Paso Robles small town perspective and caring for our community, which has been evident over the last 13 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem Gregory and council members, city staff. My name is Mark Dart, 955 Walnut Drive, Paso Robles. It's interesting to hear that from some people that they think we need to put the brakes on and slow this process down. To me, it seems like this has been taking a very long time. Maybe some of that's because I was on the subcommittee that started this RFP process in 2021. But I'm guessing that the proposers just might be feeling that this is taking a little longer than it should too. I'm currently an airport commissioner. I've been part of the Paso Robles Airport since 1985 when I came here and opened up an aircraft maintenance shop that I operated for 10 years. I'm currently an aircraft and hangar owner on the field, and I still do some part-time A&P work at Helicom Avionics. I'd like to first thank the individuals who collectively came together to evaluate and ultimately decide on a path forward for the next 40 years for our airport. City staff, specifically Mark Scandellis, who's done an awesome job with this process, with all his reports, the first two RFP evaluation and interview committees that came and put hours of their time in. It was a close decision. We had two really good competing proposals, which was fortunate, but ultimately they decided that Lloyd's would be the preferred choice. And then lastly, the ad hoc committee, who came together, again, invested hours of their time in comparing, listening, analyzing these proposals in order to make their decision. I'd like to specifically commend Councilmember Roden for her pragmatic, open-minded, investigative, talk to everyone involved until she understood her approach to this topic. It's really refreshing to see somebody with such a humble, unassuming approach to these important matters. So what a great asset you are to the council for doing that. With that said, I know this is a very complex matter, and unless someone has dove deep into the weeds on these proposals, like the ad hoc committee has done and the committees before them, you can't really understand what's at stake for this airport. I realize that a lot of outside persons are looking skin deep at customer service, commitment to the community, all these things that ACI has done, and they've been great out there in those terms, but that's not everything that we're looking at when we're making this decision. I don't want to diminish anything that they've done, but they don't cover all that's needed at the airport. How general aviation aircraft maintenance is supposed to be handled, especially as to how it has been handled in the past, is an important point for the airport. I also know that it's these big dollar figure comparisons are easy to look at, and it's easy to try to make your judgment just solely on those numbers. But there's so much more to the RFPs than that. So there's a roadmap for the next 40 years in both of these proposals, and the one that fits the needs and cultures of users of the airport, present and future, is Lloyd's Aviation. So I completely support the recommendation of the ad hoc committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Alexandra Shapel Templeton. I think we have a great airport. It's an amazing airport. And I'm an aircraft owner and hangar owner at Paso for the past 7 years. I'm also a flight instructor, and I've done flight training at the airport. I know what it means to be at an airport that has the facilities that pilots need. And ACI has been great. They've been kind to me anytime I needed fuel. The guys are great on the trucks. But when you elect a committee and you appoint people that are knowledgeable to look into what the airport needs, we have to understand that they're looking at this from the viewpoint of a pilot like myself and other pilots in North County, in this area. So what's really the most important thing is that we're safe, our planes are safe. So We have to have GA operations that support maintenance of the aircraft. That's, for me, my primary concern. I have a hard time finding maintenance at our airport for my plane. And a safe plane means safe pilots. So I want to thank the council for creating both the commission and these ad hoc committees to evaluate those needs, understand what the pilots need at the airport. And it looked to me, from what Mark presented, was a very thorough and thoughtful process. And these people that are on this commission are fellow pilots, and many I know. So I just wanted to let you guys know that they have my support in recommending choices on behalf of our local general aviation community, as well as the needs for the transient aircraft and any exceptional uses of our airport. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else like to speak? Stand up, speak? Yep, coming.
Hi, my name is Kendall Pearson. Hi again, I know everybody here up front knows me. I own the flight school at the Paso Robles Airport. You know, I do these prepared notes and I write down kind of what I want to say, and then stuff pops up from the audience and it just changes everything I want to express. Number one, thank you everybody for being here. I bet these guys wish that they had this amount of participation in every single topic that happens with the city itself. It just doesn't happen. What we always look for is public input, right? And it's hard to get. That's it. We went through a really long process, you know, like they're saying, 3 years to start, 14 months of intense stuff, a couple evaluation committees, the ad hoc committee, and then a final, what we vote on tonight is a final recommendation. I'm going to go off my prepared notes here. One of the things I'm hearing tonight, which I think is kind of unfortunate, is you notice how most of the speakers here, the last kind of thing they say is, well, I really don't know anything about this, but I'm giving you my opinion. Now, I spend over 300 days a year on the airport, 300 days a year on the airport, fixing airplanes, working with students, talking to people on the ramp, intercepting transient pilots that, hey, where I need to go, you know, just being not necessarily the face of the airport, but helpful. That's my thing. Just be helpful. That's what we're there for. That's what we do initial training. Now, over the past 7 years that I've been in business, ACI hasn't really supported general aviation maintenance. Now, this question to me is pretty much a slam dunk. It's a matter of business models, and it's not the individual, it's the issue. Most of our airplanes are general aviation piston maintenance, piston engine airplanes. We have one jet station there based at Paso Robles, just one. So we are constantly looking for a maintenance function for our aircraft. Lloyd's business is 50% general aviation piston aircraft, but they do jets. I mean, this is not a small company from this little podown country over in Bakersfield. For God's sake, these guys serviced Air Force One. It's like they're not a small outfit. They can do absolutely everything that we've asked for in the RFP. They gave you everything you asked for in the RFP and nothing more. They've been responsive. They've acted with integrity. I mean, this process, in my 38 years of public service, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a public relations campaign try to sway a governmental body to get a government contract. For me, I think that's wrong. Absolutely wrong. How it happened, why it happened, it really doesn't matter. As a matter of process, I would encourage you to accept the ad hoc committee's recommendation and then direct the city manager into formal negotiations with Lloyd's Aviation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening.
Phil Gibson, 655 Oak Lane. I'm relatively new to the aviation world compared to people like Kendall and Mark, but I really do believe that your decision gets down to what the vision is that you think you have in mind for the city. I have a 182 Cessna. My biggest concern, whether it was now or previously when I was serving the city on things like the Planning Commission, was that what the projects had with general aviation. And again, if the analogy that was given about listening to your constituents. There's far more general aviation constituents than there are jet owners. And there's far more general aviation people coming into town, in my opinion, than jet owners. And I will echo that in the couple of years that I've been in aviation, I bought my plane. It's hard getting maintenance on the planes. They're just not enough. They answer some of the questions of people that apparently are not in aviation have spoken tonight. The reason why you need more hangars is because there's a shortage of hangars. And in my opinion, we don't need large hangars to park jets in. We need more hangars to park general aviation planes in. So I far more support the concept of Lloyd's in terms of what a vision is. Now, I'm far more interested in seeing the city remain in somewhat the same vision that it is now, a relatively small, relatively rural town, and not a jet center. And it was always a concern, again, even being on the Planning Commission and participating in the meetings with having a rocket center, that what that would do to general aviation. Because, frankly, you move general aviation out of the area, there's nowhere for us to go, right? We're limited in what we have. We have one airport. And if you turn it into a center or an airport that caters to jets, then general aviation is gone. We're going to have to all sell our planes or move somewhere. So I don't think that's in best interest of your constituents. I would also, again, echo the people that did service. I commend people that do public service. And this apparently has been a long 3-year process. The only reason I can think of anybody wanting to kick the can down the road is try to forestall a decision. But I think the decision is time. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to stand up and speak?
Good evening. My name is Stephen Ells. I run actually I'm an aviation consultant. I write magazine articles about how to take care of airplanes. So consultant sounds better than mechanic. To answer your question, why those five people wouldn't compete the bid, is it's almost impossible to find a general aviation mechanic, especially to come to a place that's so expensive to live in. There's a great shortage. And Bill's credit, I'd like to thank him for keeping the gas prices reasonable around here, and for him investing in a training center for aviation technicians. I have been messing around with airplanes since I was 18. I'm a commercial pilot. I've written for many general aviation magazines, including the biggest in the country. In my mind, we need T-hangers. We need space for the people that live on this airport and operate on this airport. A huge hangar. I would never put my airplane in a community hangar because they get banged up, they get dinged up. Community hangars don't really work well. So I'm all in favor of building the small hangars. I wish we could find a way to get more technicians here, although Bill and ACI did have the AOG. You know what that means? If my airplane's broke on this airport, I call up San Luis Obispo and they send somebody up. If my airplane has a flat tire in the runway, who's going to get it off the runway? Somebody from San Luis Obispo? We have local talent. They can get it off the runway quickly and return the airport to service. So it's really important to make sure that the award winner has a maintenance facility on the field, not only because it'll bring service into the field, because there's always a shortage of service, but because it'll help the aircraft operate correctly. The airport operates safely. I think you've made a good decision. It sounds to me like 3 years ought to be plenty enough time, and you kicked it this way, that way. You've brought in experts, you've studied it, you've formulated committees that gave their opinion after studying it. I'd urge you to go ahead and follow the recommendation. I think that's the best future for this airport. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
My name is Carl Ford, and I'm not prepared to, I didn't prepare anything. I'm a volunteer at the Paso Robles Airport with the Youth Aviation Club. I teach aircraft sheet metal and restoration of aircraft. I have, different days I have maybe 12 students. Certain days I have six students. I have four that I call my Rosie the Riveters. and one of them is going to Embry-Riddle from an ACI Jet scholarship. Most of them will, they're not going to be follow my footsteps, but they're going to learn something and they're going to do something with their lives. I worked for ACI Jet for 12 years, and excuse me, and it's been a wonderful adventure. Wonderful. I raised my family here in San Luis, in Templeton. I have a lot of friends that I've gained along the way. One of the things that I've learned from ACI is to pay forward. And that's what I'm doing. And it really makes me feel good about that. And another thing I've learned is to walk the walk. And I thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Okay, any last minute comments? Here we go.
I'm Ryan Crowell, president of Lloyd's Aviation. Thanks for having me. Truly and sincerely, it's an honor to be here. On behalf of our entire company, we really are privileged to have been a part of this process. I want to start by echoing some of the words that I said the very first time back in December when I addressed the council then. The city staff, including the review panels and committees that they put together, have been extremely detailed and professional during the entirety of this 14-month process. They represent the city very well. You should be very proud of that. That is not always the case. When we started down this road, I knew we could do a good job. We've got a great team. And we've got a lot of experience. I knew we could do well here. I spent a lot of time, along with some of my coworkers, getting to know this airport that I've been flying into for nearly two decades. What I didn't know at the time was the amazing people that I would meet along this journey, many of which have showed up here tonight, unscripted, unsolicited, and a very special thank you to them. I'll pause for just a quick second to address your concern about the length of lease. Our initial proposal had a, and I'm not gonna, I won't speak for ACI at all, but our proposal had a self-imposed performance clause in it, saying we're not signing up for a short-term five-year lease. We're signing up for a long-term lease, but if we don't do what we say we're going to do in the first 5 years, you can cancel it after 5 years. That was our performance clause. So our vision and dream for what the Paso Robles Airport could be has been a journey of examination that I think rigorous would be the understatement of the century. That's what makes it all the more humbling. We have been reviewed and scrutinized by three different panels of various types of almost every type of citizen you could collect. And all three of them have recommended us to the city council. And I can't tell you how humbling that is and how honored we are by that, truly. We don't take their support lightly, not at all. But today I ask for your support, and I promise this city mine that we will be a place that takes this gem of aviation that is the Paso Robles Airport, the welcome mat for your city, and encourage collaboration, growth, and innovation. We're ready to go to work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Hi. Good evening, Councilman. My name is Craig Landon. I'm actually from Atascadero. Airline pilot, general aviation background. Been flying for about 40 years, so I'll give some perspective to the people here. Been all over the country, all over the world, but for my general aviation experience, it's generally been in Southern California and the Southwest area. So I've been to ACI, Jet, I've been to Signature, I've been to all these different FBOs, and they're all great. But the one thing I believe we need here is what I see in my profession, my day job, is pilots and mechanics. And this airport provides this. You have no idea how much space you have here. Lots of land, no restrictions, no noise abatement. I fly down to Orange County all the time, Fullerton, San Diego, GA. I'm a new aircraft owner. I haven't owned an airplane, but about four months ago, I decided to buy one. So now I'm a lot of these people have mentioned, now I need a mechanic. So I think you've all read that we are in a major pilot shortage right now. I'm out of here in 5 years. So we are having a hard time recruiting people. The military isn't putting them out. So we need to get flight schools on board to do that. And ACI Jet doesn't provide that. They do a great job of what they do with the charter and the celebrities and whatever else and the fuel. But we need somebody like a Lloyd's who will do the hangars, like everybody's saying, a T-hanger. I'm looking for a T-hanger. I don't need a big, giant 60-by-60 hangar. So I need that. I need maintenance. I've got to fly my airplane down somewhere else, Santa Maria, Orange County, John Wayne, Fullerton, somewhere just to get my airplane maintained. It should be done here. I've been on emails with Cuesta College down in San Luis and up here, and I think they have an aviation tech school here, and I'd like to become an AMP when I retire, but it takes too much time, and I can't do it right now with my day job. So it would be great if part of Lloyd's is scholarships and working with Cuesta and get the people, maybe lease a hangar here. They get their classroom studies there. They come out here and they do the rivets and do all their hands-on training. I think that would be fantastic. You need pilots, so we need the flight schools here to train. You got the best airspace in the world. It's clear most of the time. You don't have a control tower. You're on your own, which seems unsafe, but it's not. No Los Angeles, San Diego, New York type of airspace to worry about. For instrument conditions, you have two runways, you have multiple instrument approaches to come here when you're working on your instrument ratings and different levels of stuff here. So as far as that, that's my two cents. I think pilots and mechanics. And that doesn't do a whole lot for the business end of it, but for growth, I think that's what people need to see. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is John Tucker, Templeton resident in the Paso Robles School District, though. We're right on the fringe there. Also the marketing director for ACI Jet. I'm speaking on my own behalf tonight, largely because someone has to address the elephant in the room about what's going on social media these days. For a year now, every effort by ACI to bring publicly available information to a wider local audience, given our belief that the public airport operates for the public good, has been met by personal attacks and false accusations by a few individuals. I'm not going to name them here. Perseverance is one of our core values, and we've had to embrace it daily for the last year. Something made very clear by this group, who certainly have valid opinions, is that they know ACI Jet's proposal does come with market-driven potential for growth and change at the airport. This isn't interpretation, but substantiated by their own statements, some of them tonight. Many of their statements seek to distort an objective view of what is being proposed with a not in my backyard attitude that is damaging to communities, stifles growth, and hinders access by others to their own airport. It's exclusionary to other types of operations and seizes a public asset as their own. It opposes the space and facilities to accommodate future investment into Paso Robles, catalyzed by the economic asset that is designed for that purpose. What must be considered, rather, is position. Lloyd's, a great company, I can say that honestly, and a great operator with stellar reputation that I commend them for, is positioned for future expansion of light general aviation for the next several decades. That's been validated by everyone tonight. ACI Jet is positioned for the future expansion of the city's own goals for tourism, residential and commercial development, business growth, and the spaceport. All of this at no cost to current general aviation customers. They don't lose space, they don't lose service. The city and community retain and gain significant revenues and opportunities with one proposal. This, and the airport itself, has plenty of space available, as referenced by the last speaker, for demand-based GA expansion for years to come, just not on that prime property. And you have an opportunity with a local provider today. I'll finish with a personal note. My daughter, at only 21 months old, is already spending time with me in our shop, learning tools, tool safety, and how different fasteners work. It's a lot of fun. What I want most for her is a world of opportunities ahead of her at and around our home airport. She may never fly and fix aircraft, but if she does pursue a career in engineering or runs a local business and herself becomes one of the people creating a better future for Paso Robles, I know with certainty that the airport will factor into her ability to do so, regardless of whether or not she flies or fixes them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Nathan Ross. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for ACI Jet. There are clear distinctions between the two proposals being evaluated today in terms of their financial plans. Most importantly, ACI Jet aims to invest significantly in the airport beginning on day one of an agreement without the need to try things out before committing to any real capital improvement. Additionally, while both proposers provided assurance of their financial capacity to operate the FBO, I can also confirm that ACI Jet carries zero institutional debt. We pay no interest, and we have access to enough cash to immediately deliver on our proposed development and improvements. Again, our proposal commits to the Phase 1 development as of the date of the new lease and is the only one to do so. Similarly, ACI Jet's proposed fee structure will generate approximately $6 million more in revenue to the City of Paso Robles over the life of our proposed term. We also estimate that the potential loss of the now well-established DLA fuel contract and the means to support the Royal Air Force operations would come at a cost to the City of Paso Robles of nearly $90,000 per year. The recommendation presented by the City was for the competing proposer to match our DLA pricing in efforts to maintain current military sales. However, I can assure you that absent an actual DLA contract, the likelihood of maintaining much of those sales is very low, as purchasing fuel outside of a DLA contract results in a direct reduction to a military group's operating budget and is intentionally avoided. As the CFO of ACI Jet, I can also attest, and a bit to my own frustration, that ACI is not doing this to bolster its bottom line. In my 20-plus years leading and managing ACI's finances, we've always started by doing what's right, regardless of the cost, in hopes that the spirit of good business will be met in kind. As evidenced in our historical financials, our presence in Paso has oftentimes not been profitable. Yet we've accepted that financial risk knowing that every year we've been planting seeds for this opportunity today, an opportunity to invest what is necessary for this airport to realize its true potential. The final point I'd like to make is that ACI Jet's Phase 1 development, which is our committed investment to be completed within the first 5 years, is the only one that constructs the large hangar necessary to ensure the continued use of the Paso Airport by the Royal Air Force or any other large aircraft operation without emptying the only maintenance hangar on the leasehold. The competing proposal does not solve or even address this problem and could come at the cost of losing the airport's single largest customer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, it is. name's Martin Kasky, 604 Clydesdale Circle. Little history. Third generation pilot, had airport presence since about 1985 when my dad moved up here, got a hangar, and been on the airport ever since. Currently, I spend at least 300 days a year on the airport. I have flown all over the U.S. in my own airplane. Every FBO I've ever gone into has been polite, does their job, takes care of you, takes you to the town, either has an old beater car that you can drive if they're out in the middle of nowhere, which I've landed at a lot. The few things that I've got here, Lloyd's has been in business for 65 years. At an airport in basically the middle of the state of California. That's pretty good testimony to their quality as a company and as people. Their ability to provide services, the military contract is not something that's insurmountable to get. You can get that. If you're the sole provider on the airport, that's pretty darn easy to get. So those numbers, as far as the fuel sales, will still be there. They're not going away. The spaceport, that's coming. You guys have worked so hard on that. Either guy that is going to be part of this FBO is going to service the spaceport. And I don't know why everybody thinks it's going to be rockets going off. That's been talked about millions of times, and it's just like that's not what's going to happen. So my opinion is Lloyd's is the way to go. And you've had three separate entities in-house tell you that. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank Welcome. You. Good evening, council members. Bill Borgsmiller, CEO of ACI Jet. First thing I want to do is just take care of one clarification, because there were questions about the term of the lease, the investment, all that stuff. Just to be super clear on what we propose a 40-year lease and a guaranteed $6 million investment right up front immediately within that 40-year lease. Our hope would be to, if you looked at the timeline, we hope to have that building open in about 3 years after we're afforded the lease, if we can do it right. Our goal is to make this happen fast. And that's because we think that large commercial hangar is the key element that the airport is missing. Right now, some of the largest aircraft that produce a lot of the revenue, or that produce the most revenue, don't have a place to go. And so there's always a battle for the old Kyoto building when the RAF comes to town or when there's a large aircraft that needs to be repaired. And that tug of war is not going to be solved unless you build a home for the big stuff. Building a home for the big stuff makes more room for the little stuff. And this is something I hope everybody realizes. This is not an either-or situation. While that may be the case at some airports that are space constrained, Paso Robles is blessed with thousands of acres of land, most of which is undeveloped. And we would be more than happy to develop T-hangers and box hangers, just like the Lloyd's proposal, and we would develop them right now. We just don't think they belong on that prime industrial space. But if they can be built somewhere else, and there are people that are either willing to buy them or lease them at a market rate that supports constructing them, there's no problem with doing that. But I just think you need to realize that if anybody understands the light GA maintenance problem, it's us. We've been